If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome in. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for B. Mitch today. We're getting JP connected here. He's still on his way back from Raleigh after a disappointing night for the Capitals. Disappointing night for DC sports fans. A disappointing night, to say the least. I don't know the last time I've been as mad as I was last night about DC sports in general. And it just piled on after pile on after pile on. So driving home last night, you know, I have on the NBA draft lottery on my phone, driving home and kind of just listening along while I'm also listening to Walton and the Caps right here on the Fan. And as you're getting set, watching the Caps game, listening to the guys and seeing how things are going, it's going okay. And then you're listening to the draft lottery and you know that the Wizards can pick, you know, six, one through six. And so they're announcing the picks and you're going through. You get to six, and you hear Washington. I turned the stream off. I was done. I was sold that this team was going to have a shot at getting a Ace Bailey, a Dylan Harper, a Cooper Flagg, and that all of this was going to be worth it because you're going to be back at Cap One next year caring about the Wiz and wanted to watch this team because they were going to have a legitimate superstar. Because whatever people are saying about, oh, you don't need a superstar, that's lies in the NBA. You need a superstar, and that's what this team is missing. That's what this team has missed since John Wall left, really. And maybe you can make arguments that this team hasn't had a superstar since back in the 70s, right? It's been quite some time since they've had someone that you felt like was transcendent and could take you to that next level. Because even growing up with the big three of Gilbert Arenas, Caron Butler, and Antoine Jameson, they weren't going to get past the true superstar in LeBron James. They weren't going to be able to get past some of these upper echelon teams. They weren't going to get past some of these really, really good players in the league. Unfortunately, this team had the opportunity once again where I think they finally did everything correct. I think that's part of the frustration for Wizards fans is they didn't have the right front office in place for so long and they were losing and it wasn't good and it wasn't pretty. And it wasn't going the way that you would want. And then finally, they did stuff correctly. Or last year, they understood the assignment and did what you want a basketball team to do when they are missing some stuff, right? When they don't have exactly what you're looking for, you go try to find that. And that's through the draft generally, because you could maybe trade for one. Maybe you could sign one in free agency, but generally, in free agency, those guys aren't going to hit the market that are the true number ones. And they're definitely not going to want to sign with the Washington Wizards. And if you're going to trade for one of these superstars, they're going to come with baggage. Whether it's because they're not going to want to stay there, whether it's because they're asking out from somewhere else. That also means you're going to have to give up a lot of assets, regardless of who it is. Maybe they're a little bit older. And so the best way to get this guy is through the NBA draft. And so I thought they did a fantastic job this past season of doing it correctly, where they went out there and they said, we're going to take these young guys that we drafted last year, and Alex Saar, Bob Carrington, Keyshawn George, and they're doing everything correctly on how to go about it. And they get these young guys in the lineup. They're playing tons of minutes a night. And they're not winning ball games. And that's fine, because you still want a chance at the number one overall pick. You want to get these young guys experience, and they finally get this thing played out. They're tied for the best odds, the number one pick, and they pick sixth. It's just disappointing. JP, I know you were in the building last night in Raleigh watching the Caps. That added on. The Wiz kind of started things off
Toby,
getting the sixth pick.
I am just full of disappointment, dude. You want to talk disappointment? Let's do it. Drove 2.5 hours in the biblical rainstorm this morning. Get here. No, we need tech support. Last night was just, I mean, the Canes just kicked their ass. And I know they deserve a lot of credit for being able to fight back late in that thing. And they never gave up, and that's who that team is, and they deserve a ton of credit for that. But to have a 4-minute power play at the end of the first and just be completely ineffective, I mean, just completely ineffective. They had the early chances, good early chances, again, couldn't convert. And then when they did score late, Carolina just answered right back. The Caps are a good team. They've done a hell of a job of rebuilding on the fly while still having Ovi chase the record and eventually get it. Like, the Caps deserve a ton of credit. Carolina just might be their kryptonite. That the system they play and the speed and the little shifty guys they have, the Caps are in a world of trouble. And as I'm sitting in this press box in Raleigh, which, credit, we hear about that barn, how loud it is. It is loud. It is big. But a lot of it's manufactured noise. Like, remember the Seahawks or the Falcons actually got in trouble for it, for like pumping noise in? The volume with which they're going to music in between, like a puck goes up into the stands and there's like that, you know, 17 seconds before the face-off, they are just cranking some like kind of terrible death metal for 15 seconds of it. At one point, it was like you could tell there's a problem or a joke with the volume with which they play stuff there, because they have like the in-arena hosts that every arena and baseball stadium have. They all have these like hosts that come on and kind of hype up the crowd or like lead the sausage race or whatever. And the dude came on and his mic was just hot. Like, they hadn't adjusted the level for where they play the music to the dude talking. And when he started talking, I was like, ah! And the whole stadium, including players on the bench, like, everybody looked up. And quickly, like, their in-house audio knew to turn it down. But, like, to me, that was a fairly telling moment of the manufactured noise down there. But as that's all happening, then we're watching the draft lottery, which just sucks. There's the whole process for the NBA draft lottery, beyond the obvious like conspiracies, this thing is rigged, the Mavs trade away Luka, and no, they don't, like, what is going to happen in Milwaukee with Giannis is going to be an open bidding process. Send us your absolute best offer. We're going to figure out the best offer and make the best decision for us. Dallas did it all in secret. They did not get enough for Luka. And then they get the number one pick. And it's very easy to run with those conspiracies. But that may or may not be real. I don't know, right? But, like, what I know is the whole process, both of tanking and the lottery, is so stupid and screwed up that the Wiz, Charlotte, and Utah have the best chances to get the number one pick, and the three of them land 4, 5, 6. And there's smarter people than me, better number crunchers than me that can tell you, but like, the Wiz had a better chance of 6 than they did of 1. What the hell is the point of all this? And if we're going to do this, show the actual lottery, not like the presentation of numbers. Like, imagine if we don't get to watch the horse race. You just get to watch which horse gets that blanket of roses. Like, what are we doing here? Like, do you want to have sex or do you just want to have pillow talk after? Because all they're giving us in the lottery is just pillow talk. Like, what the hell is happening? The whole process is so incredibly stupid. And obviously, it's a disappointing result for the Wizards. I'm going to turn the page here. They can get a good player at 6. Weirdly, some NBA people that I know, based on like conversations that got posted via the station's Instagram, were like, yo, I think people need to chill with Cooper Flagg as a prospect. He's really good, but this is not an Anthony Davis-type prospect, which is wholly irrelevant for us now because he ain't coming here.
Yeah.
I think, you know, me, you, and Landfill are texting last night. Obviously, just a terrible, terrible night for DC sports. Just a terrible, terrible night. It's not an all-time awful night. The Caps weren't eliminated. It's not like the Wizards now don't get a pick or something. You know, like, I wasn't there, but when the Skins lost to the Raiders in the Super Bowl, I think that's, I believe that would have been like the January of 84. Maybe I got my dates mixed up. But, like, that was a terrible night for the city. You lost the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like,
I know just for me personally, JP, like, I think the last time I was this mad was that Thursday night game when the Skins were 2-2. Sam Howell is the quarterback, and here come the Chicago Bears who were middling, 0-4 coming into the game, and you're thinking, okay, this could be a fun way to get above 500 again. It'd been an encouraging early start with Sam Howell,
and they just 27-3 at halftime.
Trounced. They just looked completely overmatched. I haven't been that mad about something DC sports related since then. Someone pointed out, because Danny had posted out, is this the worst DC sports night ever? Someone had put a reply under his tweet saying that May 10th of 2017, when the Wizards lost to the Boston Celtics in their series to go down 3-2, then they lost 123-101, and the Caps lost Game 7 to the Penguins 2-0. And I think maybe that could be comparable. That's two playoffs wins, and last night felt like a momentous, potentially, moment for the Wizards, and that was completely quelched right away. You know, even if they would have got the second or third pick, you would have felt fine because there's, you know, a couple of transcendent kind of guys. Like, I think Dylan Harper is going to be really good, and some people are big on Ace Bailey. I'm not, but regardless, he was a really, really good prospect, and instead, they're going to get stuck with the best of the rest. I think we were having a conversation with Will Dawkins when we were over in the suite watching the game when they a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, yeah, anything inside the top five. They didn't even get top five. JP, like, they got screwed.
Yeah, dude, and I'm not, this is what we've asked for as Wiz fans, is to tear it down and rebuild. So I've tried to just remain optimistic about things. I'm not mad at how bad they've been, but this, to fall to six, like the lowest possible pick you can fall to, is just such a gut punch. And they were, even when they hadn't started the rebuild process and they just had like the end of the Beal era, like, that sucked too. It's not like there's levels of suck, but the DC sports turnaround has felt so real, and that's driven by football, right? Like, football drives our city. And I said this on NBC4 last night, like, as I just delivered, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes of terrible news, I was like, hey, good news is Jaden Daniels still a Washington Commander. Like, The sports turnaround happened with the Skins and the Burgundy and Gold, and then the Caps being able to thread this needle of Ovi gets the record, but they're also good. And then the Nats, as discouraging as ownership practices are in Nats Town, you do have good young pieces, and they're fun to watch, and there's something there, right, if you ever spend some money, particularly in the bullpen. But The final boss of the DC sports turnaround is the Wiz, right? I mean, outside of the Gill years, when before he blew his knee out, they would have been a real contender in the East, I think, that year. They've had some, I mean, if you want to get fired up about, you know, John Wall taking out Toronto or whatever, that's cool, but you weren't a real contender. Like, I believe in what this Wizards group is trying to accomplish, and this was a huge step in doing it, and instead, it was, I mean, Kornheiser's famous line, which you're probably even unaware of, Toby, because you're so young, but it's the curse of Les Boulets. Like, they're still just the Bullets, dude. And sometimes it's hard to shake that feeling. And last night was an absolute slap in the face reminder of that. And I don't know. Like, the search for the lowest moment, like, where is rock bottom, I think, personally, is always driven by football. Like, May 17th, 2017, whatever you said, like, I don't remember that date. Like, you had to look it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember that Bears game. I remember that clear as day. I remember when Shanahan was going nuclear on RG3 and Snyder, and Schefter had the report direct from Shanny that he cleaned out his office before the end of the season. You remember that Chiefs game? End of 2013,
oh, yeah,
where they gave up a kick return and a punt return. Like to me, the moments are always bigger. But I do think from a true, like, affecting the franchise situation, the Wiz falling to six is so much. Honestly, the Caps weren't even eliminated last night. They might come back to win this series, and we're having a different conversation. The Wiz falling to six is such a kick in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just you had opportunities that last right. night were not capitalized
Please
on,
don't
right?
equate a Nats game with what happened last night.
I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm not.
They play 190
Frankly,
of them.
I had it on the TV, but it was the last of my priorities last night.
I'm proud of you, Toby. It's growth.
But, like, you know, the Wiz had a chance at Cooper Flagg, and who knows? Maybe he doesn't turn out to be a superstar, but I take my chances, right? You had a chance.
I like Harper a lot, too.
Exactly. I would have taken a chance at a franchise-altering player where, you know, this team, like you said, has been, frankly, irrelevant for so long. Cooper Flagg would have put this team back on the map a little bit. I saw that Schefter had tweeted that he'd been talking to people that he could have been worth $500 to $1 billion just in terms of marketing and people being back in the building. And that would have been huge to have that back here in D.C. And then for the Capitals, it didn't end their series. Just kind of, just like getting the sixth pick doesn't end the Wizards' chances of getting a good player. It hurt them a lot. But, you know, the Capitals didn't get eliminated, but they could have evened the series, and you would have felt a lot better coming back with home ice advantage again for Game 5. Instead, now you're down 3-1, and you have to hope for a miracle of a comeback. And both opportunities were squelched in a very disappointing fashion where, you know, losing the – if they would have got the fourth pick, it would have still been disappointing, but you could have lived with it. The Capitals, if they would have put up a better effort where you have 4 minutes on the power play – and you barely mustered a shot.
That was so awful.
It was just so bad.
Awful.
And when they finally get back in it, JP, you feel like they're finally getting some momentum, and you're, okay, maybe they're right there again. You have Hall end up wide open that one-on-one, 99 out of 100 dudes score on that chance. It was so disappointing.
Carberry
just all
afterwards
around.
Got asked about that and was just pretty despondent by it, frankly. He was just like... He's like, yeah, you know, our guys, our defensemen lost them. And it's just like, this is the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, how is that happening? And, there's been problems throughout the series. I do think on some level you kind of got to give Carolina some real credit. And at times we're, like, slow to do that. But, dude, I mean, obviously the biggest news of the night, the biggest news is the Wiz going from 1 to 6, or just falling to 6. It's not like they had one. But, I mean, what an absolute joke. And I don't think they're going to do anything, frankly, but I know that it sucks. I know that the NBA regular season, 70% of it is a pretty unwatchable product, and the tanking. And I was listening to a Brian Windhorst interview yesterday in my interminable driving over the last 3 days. We'll get to just how much my life has sucked for the last 36 hours, but that's a different topic. The structure of the NBA. So the players union resisted a salary cap. They said, no way, man, we're not taking a salary cap. So you know what the owners did? They put in like a zillion little rules and loopholes and the luxury tax and all these things that it basically acts as a salary cap. And it is really, really prohibitive to try to rebuild. The only way to rebuild is now called tanking, because you just have to tear everything down to the studs and try to start over and get right with some picks. And it's pretty damn hard to do. But to me, it's also not a secret. Like, it's been reported for some time now, and lots of, I mean, hell, B-Mitch, who's probably on his way to Seattle right now, leaving one rainy city for another, has been saying this for months. Like, the Commanders locking in the Madrid game. Right now, officially, we know 2 games for Washington. And, like, if there's some nerd out there that wants to yell at me for talking a little football today, I don't care about you. Knowing that the Commanders are... So far, they've announced 2 games. They're both national audiences, right? Like, you've got the Saturday game against the Eagles. Now you've got this Madrid game. It just, that scene shifting so much. I was with guys last night after the Caps game, people that know things, right? And they were like, man, thank God for Jaden. And I was like, at least, when, told me that May 17th, 2017 thing you brought up, right? Like, there have been a lot of bad nights to be a DC sports fan. Like, this is not novel. But when, I mean, honestly, probably in your lifetime, has there ever been a response like, at least we got football, dude.
Exactly
at
right.
At least we know football's coming.
I saw our guy Ben Strober here, and he was wearing Commander's gear, and I purposely wore my Hail Jaden t-shirt, if you're looking on the YouTube stream, because that's the dude that gives you hope now, right? When was the last time that DC had all this crap happen one night, and then you go, but at least we've got our quarterback? Like, you've never said that as a fan of my lifetime. You've never gone, well, at least we've got the quarterback and you feel good. And, you know, looking at, I know Sheehan does this mock schedule and was talking about that. He's got like 6 or 7 primetime games. Like, this team is must watch. They're sending them to Spain. First time ever they're playing a game in Spain, and they're sending Washington over there. It just shows you how different a time it is. And, you know, it feels like things were on the up and up with this city, like you said, because a lot of it is football driven. And I think ultimately when we get past this in a couple of weeks, it'll be whatever, because we'll start looking ahead to football season and you've got Jaden. But it's just so disappointing that all this stuff had to happen. But then again, you wake up in the morning and, you know, you've still got JD5 here in D.C. and it's like, well, maybe it's still okay.
Last night sucked. No way around it. It sucked. Period. Caps still have a chance. I mean, the Wiz once got the number one pick and took Kwame Brown. So it's not like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The Republic will stand. But if last night was so bad for you as a DC sports fan that you feel like you got to sell your house, I got the guy. His name is John Leahy. You gotta understand how John works, man. It's all about relationships. Think about Sergio and Margaret. We're looking for a home in the Annapolis neighborhood, but it was one specific neighborhood they wanted. They talked to John Leahy in the Fine Living Group, and they showed him a property that they loved, but a whole lot of other people loved it too. They already had 2 offers, and as John was figuring out the strategy, 3 more offers came in. But you know what happened? John Leahy and the Fine Living Group were able to figure out the right way to market their offer, the right kind of structure, the right kind of closing, the right kind of cash, all that, and they beat it. They got the property even with all the other offers. They beat out 5 other offers, and then Sergio and Margaret landed exactly where they wanted in Annapolis. One big part, mortgage pre-approval. If you're looking for something like that, you can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. You should also check out the website if you're thinking about selling your house. johnsellsdmv.com. You can find out your home's value in seconds. You go to johnsellsdmv.com. Find out how much equity you got, or maybe even get an instant cash offer. Give him a call today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good day for a rainy, crappy day. I have this theory. I don't know if you've ever been to a funeral in the rain, but like a rainy day for a funeral always just feels appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And after everything that happened last night from a sports perspective, just a rainy day feels appropriate.
Yeah, it definitely fits the mood.
Now, driving from Raleigh to Richmond in biblical rain on small roads, not as much fun, Toby. Not as much fun.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it was a bear to get in today just around here. I can only imagine.
You know what? I can't wait, Toby. How much fun do you think my ride home is going to be? From Richmond to D.C., there will be wheels moving on my truck by 1:55 p.m. I'm going to play a hunch. I think there's going to be bad traffic.
Yeah, it seems
95,
like,
the Beltway, Tyson's, GW Construction. Woo!
Seems like a miserable day, JP. Kind of fits with the mood.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Toby. When my car gets to my home, there's going to be a big old cocktail. Because it's 10:30 in the morning. I believe we're going to be joined by Craig Lachlan here, the locker, in a minute or two. But, dude, how did you feel going into that game last night? Because I talked to somebody at the end of the first, and I was like, man, is this what you expected? And this is somebody that knows stuff adjacent to the organization. And they're like, honestly, yeah. Like, I fear that from a Caps perspective, we're starting to be a little resigned to Carolina just might have their number.
Yeah, I mean, I felt more confident going into this one, but you saw a good first period in Game 3, so you're hoping that maybe some of that would carry over, but they've just looked so outplayed most of this series. And so, I mean, you can only feel so confident when the other team is going to shoot more than you, they're going to have the puck more than you, and they're going to spend more time in your zone. Regardless of how you say that's just their style and all this stuff, I get all that. But you can only be so confident when the other team has just been that much better in the series. And so, you know, I was hoping that they would come out with a little more intensity. And you've seen stretches where they look like the Capitals that we saw for a majority
of
the season.
Even last night, there were stretches.
But it's so few and far between, JP. In a 60-minute game, you maybe see 10 minutes of it. And so last night, even when you'd finally see it, it wasn't long enough that they were able to sustain anything to finally get something going. They get a 5-on-3 and finally able to capitalize. But it's just there wasn't enough of that. And there hasn't been enough in this series, frankly. When you look at just the amount of periods that have been played well for the Capitals through four games, you probably two, maybe three, where you feel like they were definitively better than the Hurricanes, and the Canes have the rest of them. It's just, yeah. It's tough.
I was talking with Kerwin last night. Going into that game, they'd played 9 periods, right? 3 games, 3 periods of pop. I guess a very brief overtime period, if you want to be technical. I think you could say going into last night, they had been the better team for 3 of 9 periods. And I fear if you say it now, you're saying 3 of 12. And eventually, I mean, there's a reason most professional sports playoffs, outside of football, but the rest of them are multiple game series, is because they want to identify the best team. And if you just extrapolate the numbers out over time, the best team will likely emerge. And there's not a lot of data points you can point to right now to suggest Washington is the better team, at least right now. I understand they have the better regular season. There is also nothing preventing them from what would be not quite historic, because it's 3-1. It's not unheard of. But like a really incredible, inspiring, remarkable comeback in the series. To anybody that is driving on 355 or Route 29 to Charlottesville, there is zero preventing them. There is no tariff. There is no law. There is no rule that will not allow the Washington Capitals to come back in the series. It might happen. So I want to at least point that out. Like, there's a game Thursday night. There's a reason they play the games. But through four games, undoubtedly, Carolina's been better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you were seeing in this game that Carolina was getting chances on the penalty kill that Washington wasn't getting on the power play. Like, it's just incredible stuff that was just...
They got more shorties at least early on, then the Caps were getting shots, actual shots on goal in the power play.
Yeah, it was so disappointing to see all of that. But, I mean, if you want to look on the other side and be positive today, you say, well, when
I'm not sure I'm that guy today, but I'll give you everything I got.
Well, when you lose one at home, that means now you have to win one on the road, and there's still an opportunity for to do that. And if they can take care of home ice the rest of the way, then there's your shot. Now, it makes it a lot more difficult when you say you got to win three in a row against a team that has pretty thoroughly outplayed you in the series, but they can flip a switch. And I thought a majority of game two, they looked like the better hockey team. And especially in that second period, they came out and played much better. So if they can find a way to get back to that, whatever that was in the second period versus what we've seen a majority of the other the rest of the series, then yeah, you've still got a shot. I mean, this is one of the best teams in hockey, so you don't want to write them off just yet, but being down 3-1, you can't have any margin for error. And unfortunately for the Capitals, it seems like a lot of stuff is bouncing the Hurricanes' way. And so when now you have a razor-thin margin for error, and it seems like the puck luck is on Carolina's side, you're really in a world of hurt.
World of hurt sounds correct. It is hard to see a way for them to win. Don't want to say they can't, because they can, but I do think, you know, Carberry, like a lot of those guys struck the right note in their postgame comments, talking with Tom Wilson, talked to Dylan Strome, and they're like, we just got to turn it around. Backs against the wall. It'll be great to get home. And I think they mean it. I don't know that they'll be able to pull it off because the other guys are buzzing. And what really hurts in this scenario is that all of a sudden Carolina has the hotter goalie. And people that want to blame last night on LT are nuts as far as I'm concerned. But, like, the second goal particularly was a little soft. And they had the third goal in game three was a little soft. Or maybe it was the second. But I think LT's been really good all playoffs. And just all of a sudden, Anderson's better. What a lame name, Fred Anderson. It sounds like the like the neighbor on an 80s sitcom. Well, like, it's just so dorky.
And I know some people are going to look at it and say shot attempts and how much does that really matter versus high quality. I mean, the reality is that Logan Thompson has had to deal with a lot more shots than Freddie Anderson. Right? Like, I mean, it just naturally, it seems like, even though you might be the better goalie, when you're going to face twice as many shots on goal, sometimes one's going to get through. And that's the style that Carolina plays. That's not necessarily the style the Capitals play. But listening to Alan May with the Junks a little bit earlier today, he was kind of talking about maybe the Capitals have to adopt a little bit of that philosophy, not go full on Carolina, but maybe just start throwing more pucks to the net and see what happens. Because that's the if I were going to build a hockey team, JP, and I were going to go into the playoffs, I like the way Carolina plays, where I'm going to try and be in your defensive zone. I'm going to be in my offensive zone. I'm going to just throw pucks at the net and see what happens. I'm going to be aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. And if you're able to combat it and beat me, then I'll live with it. But that's kind of how Carolina's been playing, and there hasn't been much of a counterpunch for the Capitals. And so, in turn, you need Logan Thompson to be spectacular. And for most of the series, I think he has. He's given up a couple, you know, light ones last night maybe, but that's naturally going to happen, too, when you face twice as many shots. They've got to find ways to get pucks on net and just see what happens. The goal that they lost in game one, it's not like it was a spectacular chance for Carolina, but there's traffic in front. He doesn't see it till too late, and it slips through. Those sorts of things happen. Like, that's kind of the nature of hockey. So always looking for the perfect shot maybe isn't the way to go when the other team is just looking at every puck saying, how many can we just shoot this? And they've done that, and a couple got through last night, and you're on the short end again.
Yeah, I mean, it's been disheartening, to say the least. You couple that with the Wiz, and just knowing that the Wiz and the Caps are monumental sports, and, I mean, what a gut punch that had to be for Ted and, you know, ownership and the people involved. That I had heard 6 weeks ago from folks over there, you know, May 12th is going to be a really big night for the organization. And I saw Will Dawkins. I read a story from Chase Hughes last night, and Will Dawkins said all the right things and explained that, you know, we didn't have any picks, so it's not like we lost anything. We're really excited. They have 6-18 now. A lot of reasons to think they're going to get good players, but, you know, the NBA is about stars more than anything, and sometimes you can draft and develop them. I mean, Jokic is probably the best example, I'd say, in Washington. Gilbert Arenas, even though he wasn't drafted here, they saw something in him, gave him a huge deal. He signed here. He was a second rounder. Like, you, players could come from anywhere. Terry McLaurin's a third rounder. Like, players can come from anywhere. But in a top-heavy league, you'd like to be at the top, and the Wiz aren't there. We have a lot to discuss. Let me go through what's coming. John Hollinger is going to join us to talk NBA draft at 11, talk about kind of what options there are maybe for the Wizards. Our guy Barstool Nate's going to join us at noon. There is plenty to discuss. I'm going to see if I can drag Michael Phillips from down the hall to come sit with us for a little bit. I am live in Richmond, Virginia, at an incredibly hard-to-find radio studio. I've now worked three different Odyssey stations. I've worked at ours, obviously, WJFK in D.C., in Nat's Navy Yard. I got to work at WFAN for a couple days, this time last year when the Caps were getting swept by the Rangers. WFAN, obviously a titan of the radio industry up in New York City. And now I've worked the Richmond office. I might do some power rankings of the various Odyssey offices.
Okay.
Pros and cons.
I'm going to tell you one thing. The con is sitting in this prison cell in JFK Studios. I'm sitting in your seat currently. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, that studio really sucks. Really does. But it's significantly harder. It's significantly easier to find than this one here in Richmond. I got pros and cons about everything. They got free parking here, Toby. Mm. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley and Toby.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Toby, you know it's not cheap. A flight to Madrid.
Yeah, I heard the junks talking through that. It's like probably 800 to a grand.
Well, what's crazy, dude, is I looked at this stuff last week, and it wasn't that bad. It's jumped. I wonder if maybe they'll introduce more flights, and that'll kind of because if I'm an enterprising airplane company, especially if I'm United, which has a huge hub here and a ton of international travel, like, throw a couple more flights in. You're going to sell them out, dude. I think you could pack two planes with people going to Madrid. I am super excited about that. I don't get too worked up. I love finding out the schedule. I would consider myself a schedule dork, but The only thing I don't want to happen is a road trip on Christmas, which means there will be a road trip on Christmas. Like that's the only way this is going to go. I have a 6-year-old daughter who hopefully she's at school and not listening right now. Kids, if you're in the car right now, earmuffs. My 6-year-old still believes in Santa, and that's a special kind of magic for a parent.
Of course,
and,
yeah.
And I'm hoping to be able to hold on to that. But honestly, by the time we get to December and she's almost 7 and big sister is 10, I think our Santa days are probably numbered anyway.
Well, and Santa doesn't show up on December 28th. It has to be the 25th. So
Yeah. Santa doesn't take a rain check. All right, I got a serious question. I don't know who all we got. I know I wasn't the only one with some transportation issues this morning, but I'm going to ask a serious question. I'll start with you, Toby. Do you think the NBA draft lottery is rigged?
Oh, man. JP, I'm not generally a conspiracy theorist guy. I'm not generally one to believe any of this stuff, like all this is rigged and they do all this stuff. But LeBron James was on the Pat McAfee show a couple of weeks ago and basically alluded to that, saying, oh, I'm sure that Cleveland definitely was going to win the lottery when I was the number one pick. And you have Luka traded away, and they get the number one pick. And the Pelicans traded away Anthony Davis, and they get the number one pick. And after LeBron leaves Cleveland, they get the number one overall pick. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's rigged, but all the evidence seems to point it, point that direction, because you have all this craziness going down with the Mavericks, and everybody in Dallas is so frustrated, and it seems like they're about to lose a massive part of their fan base and frustration. And it's like, well, here's a little nugget to get you back. It's a little bit disappointing, and even if you don't want to go, okay, well, them getting the number one overall pick, number two overall went to San Antonio to help them out to continue to build that thing up because they feel like San Antonio is so important to the NBA. I don't know why D.C. is not important because it's such a basketball hotbed out here in the DMV. I don't know why D.C. isn't important to the NBA. Maybe it's because the Wizards have been largely irrelevant for a better part of 4 decades. But it's hard not to believe some of these conspiracies when year after year you have craziness happening and the Wizards continually get screwed by it.
I totally agree, man. It's hard to make a lot of sense of. You know what I mean?
Like 1.8% chance, JP. 1.8. And they get the first pick.
Lanville, do you think it's rigged? Seriously.
100%. 100%.
Legitimately?
Yes. Absolutely.
Did you think that prior to last night?
I was a little bit skeptical, but there's, like Toby was talking about, there's too many coincidences. Cleveland getting the number one overall pick when it's LeBron. The Mavericks give Luka to the most popular team in the league to try to keep them somewhat relevant, and then they just get gifted the number one overall pick. 100% rigged. 100%. And the fact that they do it like behind closed doors, they won't allow anybody into the room to see exactly how the lottery balls are drawn. You know, they made a really big deal. You're not allowed to bring cell phones in here. Why not? Why can't somebody record it? What are you trying to hide?
And they released the video afterwards. My boy Danny sent me the video that they released.
Plenty of time to doctor.
I don't give a crap afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, I care watching it live. Whether or not it's rigged, I generally find conspiracies impossible to believe because when people, like the RFK thing, right? They had the RFK press conference announcement, whatever, was set to happen a couple weeks back. Say it was set for like Monday at noon, right? Didn't we take it live on the show? And this big embargoed press release went out to members of the media all over DC, probably some national folks, Sunday evening. And you had to RSVP and say you confirmed to the embargo. And people may not know what embargo is, but a lot of times news outlets get information from whatever the news source is, but it's embargoed till a certain time. So you're allowed to have the information, prepare your story, prepare your television package, whatever, but you can't go with it until X time, Monday at noon, for instance. And as soon as I got the information and recognized the embargo, I was like, there's no way this won't get out. Because once you just have all the people involved that have the information and the people involved in sending out the information, and then they mention it to their wife or their partner or whatever, like once that circle starts widening, it's just impossible to keep things secret. And specific to the embargo, a lot of times people tip off their media outlet of choice. So in general, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but like the thing with Dallas makes it so hard to believe. It's just
right.
It's really, really pretty remarkably stupid and dumb. And I don't know what to do with that. What I'm saying?
This is intriguing. JP Mill in the chat said, when we got John Wall, that's when Agent Zero had the locker room incident. Go back and look. December 2009, that's when all the stuff went down with Arenas and Crittenton, which there's a whole new Netflix doc. And 2010, here comes John Wall to D.C. Like,
right.
I mean, it's an easy way to, like, control publicity.
Wasn't that, like, right after Ted kind of bought the team fully, too?
It's just crazy how it's, like, it's... You don't want to believe it's rigged, but so many ways all this stuff just happens to work out. If it happens once or twice, it's one thing. But it's not once or twice. This is year after year after year where, you know, last year it wasn't a big-time draft, so it really didn't matter. So right. Everyone just kind of like, whatever happens, happens. This year it's Cooper Flagg, and it just so happens that they get to replace Luka Doncic with Cooper Flagg. Oh, I'm sure. I'm so sure that wasn't somewhat rigged.
Here's where we are. John Hollinger covers the NBA. We're going to ask him if the NBA draft is rigged next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.